Hello, fabulous listeners. This is Nicole, and I am dropping into your earbuds really quick to tell you that my new book for career changers is finally out. Many of you know I've spent the better part of a year writing and editing and getting this book to my publishers in order to make sure you've got the most upgraded career advice as we head into the new year, heck, new decade. So if you're thinking about making some big changes in the next year in your career, I want you to get this book. It's called Punch Doubt in the Face: How to Upskill, Change Careers, and Beat the Robots. And let me tell you, this book is unlike any other career advice book you're going to experience. And I don't want to spoil the surprises, but I assure you, there's going to be a couple of things in there that you're going to be going, huh, I never thought about it quite like that. So you can get my book on Amazon ebook or print version, whatever you choose. And if you're looking for an Amazon alternative, the book is also available at places like Barnes & Noble's, Books A Million, and wherever else books are sold online. So if you or someone you know is thinking of making big career changes, I want you to get your hands on my new book. All right, enjoy the show. Okay, everybody, welcome to 50 Conversations. This is your host, Nicole. I am on a mission to have 50 conversations with career changers. And I am super excited today because I'm bringing you somebody who has a super interesting background, who has made a career change. And not only that, he's also a career coach. So he has this other perspective that he brings to the table. So I'm really excited to introduce Ramesh Jaravaram, and he's going to talk to you about his background. So thank you so much, Ramesh, for joining us today.
Thank you, Nicole. Hi, I'm Ramesh Jaravaram. I'm happy to be part of this.
Yes, definitely. Okay, so I love to kick this off with the very open-ended question here. What do you do for work right now?
That's a complicated question for me because I've changed careers a few times in the last 5 years, and right now I'm at a phase where I am learning a lot about my new industry and improving my skills, but also working part-time or in contract at large institutions and also doing my own side project. So it's three things.
Yeah, definitely. I like that you make we'll dive into this, but kind of make time for learning a lot too. You know, your experience when you just said that, like, it's kind of complicated, I think mirrors a lot of people's right now, where like some of us are just like, well, I've got this one thing, but I'm also doing this other thing, you know? And so it makes kind of hard to put us into one box.
Right.
What would you say, can you tell me a little bit about the two things you split your time between? We'll get it to the learning part, but what about your day job and your side job?
So I've been working as a co-op counselor at a large university in Boston, and I enjoy advising students when they're searching for internships or co-ops. That's like my day job, and I do it sometimes part-time or full-time. Mm-hmm. And then my own side project is I'm trying to be a career coach for focusing on international students and career switchers.
Yeah.
Because I myself was an international student until recently, and I understand the pain. I understand the struggle, how long it takes to change careers, change industries. So I want to help others do this easily. That's my main purpose. And I enjoy doing this a lot because getting a job is a very big event in life, and that too, if you can find a wonderful company and a job that you love to do, I think that is a lot, and I would love to see that happiness in my clients.
Oh, yeah, your passion definitely comes out right now when you talk about the happiness in your clients. Okay, so you're doing that now. What were you doing before that?
Sure. My first job was actually as a construction project management engineer in India's largest construction company.
Oh, wow.
I have a mechanical engineering degree. I worked in different fields in the construction company, including commercial, project management, technical assistant to the CEO.
Yeah.
Before I decided to go into the operations of a thermal power plant, I decided I want to learn more. And explore more. So I traveled to the US from India. I was the first person in my family to go outside India and to get higher education.
Yeah.
So I did my MBA. I was not really sure what I wanted to do because I had good financial skills and I had a construction project management background. But interestingly, I fell in love with marketing. So I focused a lot on marketing. I took classes in marketing and I also volunteered as a startup coach in the university. So that's how I built my skills in startups, entrepreneurship and marketing. And then I entered the tech marketing through one of my network, one of my mentors who I connected at the startup coaching place. And then I did that for 1.5 years and decided this is not I wanted, not what I wanted to do, not to sell products, not to just market products or make money for somebody else. So meanwhile, for all these years, I've been helping my family, friends find jobs or switch careers or get higher education. So I found a lot of, I really enjoyed when my family and friends succeeded in their career. So I decided to pursue a career in career development, career coaching, and that's where I am right now.
Oh, that's so cool. Like one of the things that I find is so fun about kind of this exercise of asking people, how did you get into that? Is like to see this story evolve and kind of like unravel. And it's like, okay, you know, you thought you were on one path when you were going into the MBA and then it starts to switch. And then even after that, it switches again, right? We tend to think of careers as kind of like, there's this one point where like, you know, we just switch and it's not often like that, right?
Yeah, I agree.
And to go from construction to people, like these are such different worlds.
I mean, I have seen that all these working in these different industries, learning different things, actually, I feel like I am solving a puzzle, a bigger puzzle now way more easily. And I'm looking from different angles.
Yeah.
Business, marketing, people. And I enjoy doing that. That's why I continuously try to learn. New topics. Sometimes it's totally irrelevant to what I want to do. It might be learning software. It might be learning about sales, or it might be learning about psychology. But all these things help me do my work better.
So where are you learning all those things at? You did your formal MBA, but it looks like you've done, I saw your LinkedIn profile, obviously. Looks like you've done some other online learning. Can you tell me more about that?
Absolutely. So I try to, my philosophy is to get the most education as fast as possible without spending too much money.
That's a good philosophy.
So I use lynda.com a lot. I have used Udacity, Udemy, and I buy textbooks and read. Like I have few like,
Helping college students. Helping college students and full stack recruiter. How about that? Like again, different sides of the coin here, right?
Yeah, I have a library here, library of 50 books or 100 books here.
Okay.
I use audible.com. I read a lot of blogs and I talk to a lot of people in the industry. That's one of the most important ones to learn about different roles, different industries. And where my talents can fit in on. That's one important one. I listen to podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big one for motivation, for daily motivation. And yeah, there are so many ways you can learn, webinars and all this. So it's, I think you can look, if you're open to learning, there are so many ways you can learn and you don't need to do formal MBAs and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, you offer a really good perspective right there, you know, having done the MBA and then also, you know, built this really self-directed learning. I like what you said about, you know, all the different ways that you learn, right? We are swimming in content out there. And sometimes I think it can feel overwhelming to know where to start, but it's almost like, well, what do you enjoy? You know, do you enjoy reading? Do you enjoy listening? Do you enjoy watching short videos? You know, and then I love the part where you talked about you actually talk to people. You talk to them about their backgrounds to learn about that. How do you think that teaches you something? Like, what does that give you?
Talking to people gives me way more in-depth knowledge about the job,
mm-hmm.
the company, the team, and also helps me connect with the person, which can help me while switching careers, while finding jobs,
mm-hmm.
basically informational interviews.
And
and I build new friendships. That's I like to connect with people. So there are so many, and sometimes these people become my mentors. Because
that's a good point.
If you're switching careers, it's really hard, and every person that you that can help you in any small way is really useful resource. The person who helped me find my first tech marketing job is now my mentor, but I also help him develop his business because of my previous marketing knowledge.
Yeah.
So there are so many mutual relationships like that, and these are very important, and it keeps me going forward.
Yeah, I like what you said about the mutual relationship there. I think sometimes we, you know, people think of connecting with people and informational interviews, and it's like, no, you could you can share what you're good at. Because the thing about career changers is we're always bringing that experience with us. We don't lose our experience, right, when we change careers. And it sounds like you definitely have that process down. So yeah. I'm curious, so you've done these career changes a couple times. Curious, how many career changes do you think you'll have in your lifetime?
I had the same discussion with my wife last week, and she was like, I don't know. And I agree. I don't know. Because actually, I have a fear for the last few years. I don't want to see myself doing the same thing for more than few years. If I can see my career in a field for 5 years, let's say, mm-hmm. I kind of feel bored. I kind of feel like this is not for me.
Yeah. I can relate to that feeling. for people that, kind of haven't done, maybe don't want to do a career every couple of years and stuff. At the same time, what do you get when you start a new career? What motivates you when you're starting a new career?
I think it's just learning. The learning you get about the industry, the people. It's just you are trying to fill your curiosity and you learn more about the world, whether it's business or people, and it's more fun. You're not doing something for the sake of money or paying bills. Now you're living a life. Your career is fun. Your life is fun. So,
I am all about building my career based on fun. I spent my 20s trying to just go abroad as many times. I was like, this is going to be fun. We'll do this job. Doesn't pay a lot, but it's going to be fun.
I agree.
So I think I already know the answer, but tell me, how do you feel about making a career change now? How do you feel on the other side of your career change?
It's hard, but because I have done this before and I know places where to find motivation and support. Mm. So I'm in a good shape, I would say, and I've done good networking, so I get opportunities.
But
this is all due to the effort I have put in the last few years, the networking, the volunteering, the reading, being very open about careers, the formats, whether it's mm-hmm. online, part-time, full-time, contract, whatever you call it. I think because of all these exposure, now I'm in a better place. And the other important thing which I didn't mention is not being in a huge debt. My MBA education, my engineering education, both were free, almost free.
Okay.
So that I don't have that educational debt.
Uh-huh.
So that makes it very easy for me to switch careers. And luckily, my wife and my family are very supportive of my experiments. So all these things play a big part.
Definitely. I like how you bring that into it, because not everyone is in a place to change right away, because because I know debt holds down a lot of people from taking jobs that are careers that they really prefer, right? Yeah. And it does take a support network. I love how you said experiment, because that's how I view it, right? You're experimenting with things. And having someone that's with you and saying, you know what? Yeah, go for it. Do that really makes a difference. Whether it's your partner, it could be your parents, it could be your best friend. I call them my cheerleaders, right? The people that are like, you know what? You're okay. Go do this, right? Mm-hmm. And it helps to have those people around when you're making a career change.
Yeah, it's a very difficult path, and you need to have a group or a friend who can support you. you know, for career changers, it's very important to find somebody whom they can reach out to or who can reach out to them if they don't respond like for a week or for a month. It's really difficult. You're switching two things, not just the industry, but the role. Like it can be anything, but still it's a difficult process. You need to have, you need to be connected regularly.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so last question. For those of the listeners out there that are like, yeah, I'm thinking about making a career change, what advice do you have for them?
Don't spend thousands of dollars on a master's degree immediately. First, there are so many cheap, fast ways to learn about an industry. Shadow somebody for a day, volunteer, listen to podcasts, read blogs, read a textbook, talk to somebody in the industry, do informational interviews, watch YouTube videos, take Lynda courses, etc., etc. So all of this can be accomplished with almost zero money or like few hundred dollars.
Yeah.
It's better than spending $50,000 in 1 year and realizing that this is not what you want to do.
So yeah.
Be creative. Okay. Be creative. Use your resources. Use career coaches. There are so many wonderful career coaches who are very happy to help people, and it would barely cost you $50-$100 per hour. So there's so many wonderful resources. Use them and make a wise decision. Consider the long-term prospects, long-term return on investment, and all those things, and then make it long-term decision which can impact you.
Great. Oh man, you are so full of advice, obviously coming from a career coach too. You know your resources. I loved what you said there about being creative. I really do, you know, because you can be creative in this process, in the learning process, and as you go about making this change. So that is fabulous to end on. I think I'm just motivated now to make a career change. You just made one. But no, that was wonderful. I really appreciate you sharing your experience and also all those resources at the end. And so thank you so much for joining us today. It was a fun conversation.
Yeah,
and to all of our listeners, I will see you on for our next conversation. Bye.
Thank you.
Hello, listeners. I hope you enjoyed that show. I just want to let you know about my new book, Punched Out in the Face, How to Upskill, Change Careers, and Beat the Robots. It is currently available, and it's going to help you make some big moves in your career. I wrote this book for anybody that's stuck in a mediocre job, because as someone who's had over 20 jobs in their lifetime, I have most definitely been stuck in a mediocre job. And I want to help you get out of that mediocre job, because there's no shame in leaving a job that's uninspiring or unfulfilling. I want to help you make big moves. So I wrote this book. If you're curious, check it out. It's called Punch Doubt in the Face, How to Upskill, Change Careers, and Beat the Robots. And it's available now.